This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our special OTA feature. We're having Bobby's breakdown of the OTA session that went on today at Saints Camp. And Bob, before we ended the last break, we talked about the offensive line.
Right.
And you can't see that because they're not hitting. You're just kind of going through the drills. But the fact of the matter is that right off the bat last week, when you saw Kelvin Banks Jr. line up at left tackle, Fuaga at right tackle, we knew already, you know, Ruiz, he's a solid player. Solid starter at the right guard.
Right.
Eric McCoy, now he's
the real deal. He would start, Mike, to me, whether it be center or guard for every NFL team.
I agree.
Like the Eagles. Like who was the Eagles guard that from the Jets?
Oh, Mekhi Becton.
Yeah. Now, you know what? Even if McCoy was on the Eagles, no, you got to play right guard. And he's very capable of doing that. You know, because remember we talked about, okay, the Eagles are world champs. Who in the Saints offense could start off for the Eagles? I say, well, it kind of would be McCoy at right guard. But other than that, oh, Alvin Kamara, he ain't better than Saquon.
No.
And then you look at receiver. Yeah, Chris Olave would be like the third receiver. So, but you look at like, and Coach Kellen Moore said, we're going to get the best five linemen on the field. And Mike, like you said, that's been our strength. When we really put hay in the barn is when our tackles were kicking ass.
Yep.
And I'm talking about Sean Payton and Drew Brees, that era. Let's say like a dozen years or in that era. And that wouldn't happen with Trevor Penning at right tackle. Because you would have games that coaches don't want to do this. You'd have to help them. I'm not saying every game. Say you play 17, so you got to help them four games. I have to chip with the tight end or the running back. And then they can't free release like five out. So they want to get it to where no matter who they play in every game, we ain't worried about the right tackle or the left tackle. And Mike, and I don't even know they're going to have the best five if Trevor Penning's going to win the job. I don't know if I'm even pronouncing his name right. But if Penning doesn't work out at guard, left guard, keep an eye on the starting guard job. Dylan Randuns.
Randuns.
Yeah.
Randuns.
Well, what's your take on him? Because I think, you know, if he's the best, one of the best five, that they'll have that left guard over Penning. I mean, this coaching staff did not, they don't owe Penning nothing. Now, some scouts who invested said we got to draft Penning where we did, you know, in the first round. But other than that, I mean, to me, I wouldn't be surprised if that would happen. Now, they're going to let it play out, but what's your take on that?
Well, Radins, he played tackle throughout his college career. North Dakota. There's a big jump now because you don't see guys top pass rushers every week, okay?
Right.
Neither did Penning at Northern Iowa. You maybe saw that guy maybe twice a year. And sometimes you can overwhelm them with your size. And once you get a hold of them, you can kind of shift them around. But, you know, he had erratic moments with the Titans. I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
He played at left guard. He played at right guard. He played at tackle. They saw pretty quickly he can't play tackle in the NFL. He would always need help. He always needed
help. That's not good. No, you got to play something else then if you always
so
need help.
So they kicked him inside, and I think that he's a better, much better guard prospect than a tackle.
Is he a poor man, Cesar Ruiz? I mean, because Cesar Ruiz is a solid starter, but he's not necessarily a Pro Bowl or All-Pro.
No, but he ain't as good as Ruiz.
Right.
So my thing is, Radins came in with a lot of credentials that he could be an immediate player. And if you think the Saints offensive line is bad, man, take a look at the Titans. Man, the Saints look like the world champs compared to what the Titans have along their offensive line. And so he really didn't stand out there. So he gets another chance here, And I think he's a better inside player. One of the things with him, I'd like to see him become a much more aggressive guy with his hands. And I speak about this a lot, that what kind of makes the cut between a guy that's could be was a great college tackle and he can't play in the pros? He can't move his feet and his hands in unison together.
Right.
It's something almost like a dance. You can teach somebody, and they can get a little bit better, but they never really good at it.
Well, Mike, you're going to like this. Bob Whitfield told me this. You remember Bob Whitfield from Stanford with Atlanta? He says, I ain't got to maul the guy across me. I got to be like a dancing bear. You know, like a big bear, and just stay in front of the guy you're trying to block or occupy him. You don't have to dominate or smash him or put him on his neck, but you got to be, you can't whiff or you get blown by. You got to be like a big dancing bear. And that's where you talk about the feet and the hand placement working hand in hand.
Yeah. And man, I remember when Chris Hilton came out of Northwestern.
Oh.
And he was an early first round pick and he played tackle early on and they kicked him inside. Bob,
dominant.
He might have got beat every once in a while in a year. And I'm saying, you
Mike,
can count on a finger or two. But Chris Hinton goes down. He's one of the greatest offensive guards that ever put on a uniform and a jock strap.
Mike, he's the best offensive guard I've ever played with. I don't know, when I was playing with him in Atlanta, he never lost. He never. You might say, oh, he had to lose now and then. No, he never lost. Now, he was with the Colts, and then he came to Atlanta. He was part of a trade deal, went to Northwestern. But he was dominant. Now he has two sons, I think, trying to make it in the NFL.
Yep.
No, they might have some of their mama's genes. They ain't on Chris Hinton's level. Chris Hinton was dominant. I mean, I remember we both living in the same neighborhood in Alpharetta Country Club of the South, and he had this great wine store and all. So I've always been a Chris Hinton fan, and I just go by what he did on the film. If you don't know, no, that guy always wins. Not some of the time. Always wins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And Mike, while we had to make changes and why we got to solidify the tackle position, because you want to not worry about that. You know, and we've seen like Armstead. We've seen Ramczyk. We've seen the best of the best. And that we don't have to worry about them, that they're winning. And if you look at last year's unit, they ranked 29th, this offensive line, in ESPN's pass block winning metric, 29th. Well, that's not one before last or last, but I know that ain't good. And they were 19th in the network's run block win rate. So we had to get better. And then, you know, we had injuries. Then you look at the lack of depth that all came about. But to me, it's better to do that now to get some continuity. I like it. Like, listen, you might not have no continuity at left guard, but I like it when you got continuity 4 out of 5, left tackle, right guard, and center, and they made a best man win at left guard. It'd be almost like, remember when we were kicking ass and all of a sudden you had Jari Evans and all that? And you know who would be the old-school version of where we're at right now? Okay, put Brian De La Puente at center. We can make him work out. So, Mike, if you have 4 of the 5 and you could be solid and you're winning up front week in and week out, that's a good problem to have. And then you could piecemeal who's going to be that guy at left guard. But I want it from the get-go right now. We got the left tackle, got the right tackle. Fuaga said this. I thought this is interesting. Fuaga's like, I'll do whatever y'all want me to do. And, you know, the only thing, now he's going back to familiar position, the new scheme at right tackle, but that's his old spot. Now, I like what, Mike, you know who I like? And I'm telling you, it's going to make a difference. And nothing against Doug Marrone. Doug Marrone played with me with the Saints, a very successful offensive coach. He's been at the right place, right time. But I like what Fuaga said about Brandon Nugent. I think we got the right offensive line coach. I think he'll put hay on the barn with those guys. And that Fuaga, you know, he's just starting out, but he's played a number of NFL games. He's outstanding at Oregon State. But he says about Coach Nugent, he says, I like that the coach explains why behind the scheme what we're doing instead of just of what to do. In other words, no, this is what I want you to do. No, I'm going to explain to you why I want you to do it. You think, well, doesn't everybody do that? No. They might say, okay, you got to work within our scheme, but I'm going to tell you why you're going to be successful doing it that way. And look, I look at Fuaga right now, I think, so what? He went from left tackle to right tackle. He won't skip a beat. I truly believe that he's going to be outstanding. And look, Banks, keep him at tackle. You look at Fuaga at right tackle. And then Penning, hey, come on, go compete. It's a big boys league. Go be a left guard if you want to play. And if it doesn't pan out, that's why I think you look at free agents, whatever, may the best man win at left guard. But they're going to get the best five on the field. And the one thing with Penning is that, Mike, there's nothing wrong with being overly aggressive. And hopefully it clicks that, I don't know, Mike, his physicality and demeanor. This is one thing Fuaga said. Because, you know, they're in the meeting rooms and they could see that he's not a wuss. I mean, Penning is not trying to chicken fight. No, he's sometimes overly aggressive, his demeanor, physicality. That Fuaga said that can allow him maybe to play inside. Because the one thing, you have somebody on your left side and you have the center. So now if you're blocking Aaron Donald, that's a different thing. But how many Aaron Donalds you have? I can remember Andrews Pete trying to block Aaron Donald. Remember Drew Brees freaking broke his thumb with that Rams game? Because Andrew Speed got his ass whipped, off the snap. So then you can have the center with a punch and still do his job. So that's why when I'm looking at Penning inside, and like Fuaga said, his explosiveness out of three-point stand couldn't make him a good fit at guard. And he said at times he's a bully. There's nothing wrong with that. And so when I look at Penning, you know what? He's been humbled. So what if it didn't work out at tackle? I want to be an NFL player for, 10, 11, 12 years. I'm going to make it work when I can. So this might be his last hurrah with the Saints at left guard. And, it's up to him. It's up to him whether he's going to be that guy. But, Mike, I'm more encouraged right now. Even though we haven't seen him hit or do anything, just by the moves they made, I'm more encouraged with our offensive line where we're at right now compared to where we were, let's say, at this time last year. I'm really impressed, like I said, because the potential Fuaga and I look at Banks that I think they got to do it first. I'm not saying it's the second coming of Armstead and Ramczyk, but, Mike, I like where we're at with the tackle position. I'm sure a number of NFL teams will look at the Saints saying, I think they're going to be pretty good at offensive tackle.
One of the things is you got a little bit more depth than you did a year ago, and you got Kelvin Banks Jr.
Right.
That you didn't have a year ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.